This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is on your mind, my friends? That is the $64,000 question we're about to ask on the program. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Do you have September 19th through the 21st on your calendar? Minot, North Dakota, the Holiday Inn, Riverside, the site for the 2016 annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're looking forward to having Fox News contributor, Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran, and author Pete Hegseth there. He's written a great book called In the Arena, all about the Teddy Roosevelt speech. Jack Starkey speaking. He's the CEO of Continental Resources, saying, where's the Bakken, Ben? Where's it at today, and where's it going to tomorrow? Jack Stark, one of those fellows that's been right alongside Harold Hamm for decades in growing that now world-famous company, Continental Resources, that does a lot of business here in North Dakota. Andrew Browning of the Consumer Energy Alliance is in to talk about the Campaign for America's Energy. And then Charles Olson from Whiting is going to be talking about refracking, which is an exciting technology for the future. So ndoil.org/events/annual-meeting. If you're looking for more details on that, should be great fun. All right, a telephone number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I have a pit in my stomach over two stories I've heard about in the last little while, secondhand. I wasn't there, but I'm envisioning how I would feel if I was that person. And one of them was brought up yesterday in a press conference that happened yesterday afternoon. Happened to be during Energy Matters, related to the protest that happened after we were off the air yesterday. And it was very similar to a protest that happened last week. You may remember when there were protesters chaining themselves to equipment and a mob and, trespassing and the usual things that have been happening as part of this. Yesterday we told you about an incident that happened over the weekend. I really scratch my head on these things. I'm seeing stories today about, the dogs being the bad guy, the company being the bad guy for having dogs. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, how does this work? The sheriff has called this a riot, where individuals break down a fence, in some cases grab the actual fence posts that are in the ground, with the big stake thing at the bottom of it, charge a half a mile down to where some construction is ongoing, and then they feel like they're the victims when they're met with security forces who have some dogs who are, I would do exactly the same thing. If I had workers out there, I would have a security force and probably some dogs to protect them. This all happened long before law enforcement was anywhere near the situation. There was a 911 call. But when you have the mentality that somehow the company has done wrong, when you trespass, break down a fence, go in, and I've seen video of machetes in one hand, folks looking to be reaching for things inside their jackets. These are thugs, ladies and gentlemen, thugs. THUGS, that's what they are. But sadly, that's kind of become the MO. And yesterday after we left the air, another incident happened. And Jill Stein, presidential candidate, Green Party candidate, showed up. So I guess it was another made-for-TV protest, right? And some individuals that chained themselves to the equipment. Law enforcement, in this case, sat back and observed it. Rather than get in the middle of it and provoke it and more photo ops, observed and monitored the situation from a few yards away. And guess what happened? The protesters that chained themselves to the equipment unchained themselves. After about 4 hours, I guess they needed a sandwich. Had to use the, you know, the porta potty. I don't know what, but they mysteriously just decided, well, I see they were quoted somewhere in one of the stories. We'd made our point, and I was kind of hungry. So I think we've solved that riddle. And many of you suggested it the last go-around to say, why are law enforcement up there helping these people down? Forget about it. Leave them there. Well, that's what they did. But the story stick with me. Let me play you a clip. This is a reporter's question and an answer from General Al Dorman. He is the head of the North Dakota National Guard and as well head of the Department of Emergency Management of the state of North Dakota. He, along with Sheriff Kirkmeyer of Morton County and also Colonel Gerhardt, who was our guest yesterday from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, spoke about the latest confrontations with the lawbreakers. And I want you to listen to the story, see if it bothers you as much as it bothers me. Roll that, if you would.
We interviewed a resident who spoke earlier today, and he said that he was stopped on his way into town by three masked protesters, and they wouldn't allow him in, and he had to find an alternate route. Have you had any other reports similar to that?
We also had several reports of false fires here this afternoon. We've had one report of an individual who was surrounded by several people and and wasn't allowed to leave for about a half hour. So these are all ongoing things that we are investigating and taking very serious as this goes along.
Where did that incident happen, the one who was surrounded?
Is down on the area near the protest.
If this happens to someone, what would you advise them to do?
The big thing is, if that happens, is to remain calm, and if they can get, call 911 as soon as they possibly can so we can get law enforcement to respond.
When you hear that, folks, what do you think? The two incidents I'm talking about that I'm thinking a lot about are, one, an individual, I understand, bringing kids into town for school, stopped by three masked men, an illegal roadblock, a barricade to say, no, you're not going this way. You're going to need to take another route. You imagine the fear through a parent's mind at that particular time with that happening? You heard the other story about an individual surrounded, held hostage, not allowed to leave for a half hour. I heard another story, I heard from an eyewitness of a story yesterday of an individual bringing supplies, in this case fuel, to a convenience store near the casino. And the person I spoke with that witnessed this said, I was very concerned for the driver, for the person that was delivering the fuel. And, you know, he was being taunted and kept saying, you know, stop it. Finally pulled the line and left. Hadn't even finished bringing the fuel there. Now, my point is this. Whether it is the individual surrounded and held hostage for a half hour and not let to go, whether it is the three masked men preventing somebody from coming into town, whether it is someone just, you know, going about their everyday job being confronted, something is going to happen that is going to leave a husband without a wife without a husband, you know, a child without a parent. This is not going to, how does this end? How does this end? Because every day it goes up another notch, pushing the envelope a little far, a little further. There is zero leadership, zero leadership. I think Dave Archambault, the chairman of the Standing Rock, is trying to, I guess, have his star rise in the legions of lawbreakers in the Native American circles around the world, I guess. I mean, he said yesterday at the tribal summit with the leaders that he's not going to ask the protesters to leave. Just have to keep moving, keep our head up, keep doing what we can in the legal battle, keep doing what we can on the ground. Said if the tribe is not successful in the legal battle, he believes the process has done a lot to raise awareness for tribal rights. I think things in Indian country are changing. No more are we going to let things happen to us. This is, I guess, the new way. There's some real leadership, huh? Real leadership. How does this end, folks? You know, and maybe cooler heads can prevail, and we can call on folks who legitimately just are concerned about, and they can be concerned about it. This is America. They can be concerned about the pipeline. They can be in disagreement of its track and where it's going. That's fine. But you can't trespass. You can't stop people coming into town. You can't surround people, not let them leave for an hour. You can't chain yourself to equipment. You can't vandalize equipment. How does this end? What's your take on this, on what's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's obvious federal officials and state officials are failing to enforce the law. It tells me that in the United States of America and North Dakota today, the law means absolutely nothing unless one is a conservative, a Tea Partier, or leans to the right. Only they are arrested. The left runs scot-free and makes a mockery of what is supposed to be the law.
Scot-free, like that?
I did like that, actually.
Scott Hennon.
Todd is feeling left out, though, so let's see if this caller can live a picture.
Thugs kind of fits, but they are, I think, with AIM, or at least the offshoot of it, which is like the Black Panthers and definitely people that are angry and looking for something. But it doesn't help when the supposedly news media, which I don't believe exists anywhere anymore, uses their words poorly, where they talk about these people were attacked by the dogs, as opposed to the dogs and such were defending. You know, when you choose your words that poorly, you stir the pot nationally. Thanks.
Plenty of that going on, no doubt about it. Appreciate the call back on What's on Your Mind. Toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, next hour. In the meantime, you tell us what's on your mind. I'm really sick of this. I am. And the reason I'm sick of it is not because, it's a story that we need to cover, and I genuinely appreciate the insight and analysis that has come from this audience. It's been very good. I believe we've covered every bit of this that needs to be covered factually, and let you, you know, also have your opinion on this, and people get it. But I'm sick of it because I feel like that last caller that is just like, you know, we're just sort of waiting for something to happen, and it isn't going to go away. This is not going to end well. These stories that are bubbling up of these confrontations are trial balloons. They're pushing the envelope. It's happening more and more, and I agree. It's AIM. It's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. It's bad actors, and it's weak leadership from Standing Rock not being able to stand up to it. They've said many times, peaceful protest. We disagree. Great. You can't do that, though, on federal land. You can't do that on private land. You can't trespass. You can't vandalize equipment. You can't shut things down. If you really want that, take control and tell anybody that's in any other camp, they got to leave. Full bank of calls. Let's get to it. MJ and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Actually, I'm calling regard to some comments that were just made recently on your show about Dave Archambault and his leadership. I would question as to whether you have met Dave Archambault in person.
I have not.
Okay, that's my point. I'm not trying to be holier than thou, not at all. But I would question sometimes the callers and the listeners, the media in general, as to how much time they have spent on an Indian reservation, how many people can call them by name. Those are some real people that we are talking about. And they have feelings, they have families, they have communities that they are trying to make a statement about. I believe that Chairman Archambault is trying to keep this peaceful and yet make a very strong and positive statement about what he believes is right for his people.
He's failing miserably. And he is saying one thing publicly and another thing privately, and it's a mess. It's a mess of his doing and inviting these people in. There's no other way to say that. Now, I don't need to meet him to see that. I know a lot of people who think very highly of Chairman Archambault that are very disappointed in him and how he's handled this situation. And we've invited him on, just so you know, countless times, texted, called, invited, wanted to come on, want to have his perspective here, which I guess he'd rather just, you know, talk to people that agree with him. So we're trying to get to the bottom of it, but I respect your opinion completely, and I also agree with you that there are attributes to Chairman Archambault that people in the past have said they like, but this situation is a powder keg, and that's the very unfortunate situation.
I totally agree with that. It's a very volatile situation, and it is unfortunate. The thing too, though, is that the tribe, as I understand, was asking for some paperwork to be shown to them that did not exist. And so there's a reason it wasn't shown. Is that correct?
I don't know if you're talking about the core easement or what you're talking about the way of paperwork, but that's the excuse of the day, right? I mean, this weekend it was we found new artifacts. The Public Service Commission, Brian Kolk was on with us, told us about 500 different sensitive sites that had been identified as part of their process that the company was aware of, and all of a sudden at the 11th hour, we're led to believe there's some new giant discovery of grave sites. I mean, this is all a game. This is all a professional protest that go on. So it's all of those things you can point to, but they're all just the latest excuse of the day. If the tribe and Chairman Archambault were truly concerned about stopping this, why wouldn't they take advantage of three Public Service Commission hearings in which objections are heard? Do you want the pipeline? Do you not? If you don't, what is your reasoning for it? All of those things investigated did not show up at one of those. Not one of those. Why?
I cannot answer that exactly. I have theories about that, and they're just theories. But a lot of the speculation goes to theory as well. So I will agree or disagree on some of that. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you, MJ. I appreciate the call, and welcome others that that think Chairman Archambault has got it just right here. I'm not hearing that from a lot of people, and I think he's the one guy that could publicly and privately say the same thing, and that is, if you are here to trespass, if you are here to vandalize equipment, if you are here to taunt law enforcement, if you're here to illegally stop people from coming into town, leave. Leave immediately. If you are here to peacefully protest, lawfully protest, you're welcome to stay with us and join this fight. I don't hear that from him. And that's a big problem. Bob, on the road, you're next. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Scott. Say, just thought I'd listening to the show, and I just drove from Bismarck to Dickinson, and, you know, we talk about our law enforcement being usurped for all that's going on. I don't know that I've ever made this drive where I've seen as many highway patrol vehicles headed east. I not counting, but I would venture to guess that upwards of 20 vehicles were in the eastbound lane, obviously headed for south of Mandan.
What kind of vehicles, Bob?
Highway patrolmen.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
So taken off the road from somewhere where they should be doing their job to try to keep peace and order for the protesters.
That's a very good point. We talked yesterday to Colonel Gerhardt about that very thing. I said, I mean, is this, do you handle this with overtime or when you have resources diverted, do other patrols have to suffer? And he said, we are not doing what we normally would be doing in the way of law enforcement. So there are areas that do not have the coverage they normally would because of this protest. So this is another very good point. Never mind the cost, right? The tab.
Correct. Somebody's paying for it.
I mean, there's, in my mind, the bill ought to go to the tribe when this is all done. But I'm saying, you know, the cost of that is one issue. The second issue is, you know, what coverage is not there that should be there. Very good points, Bob. Appreciate it. Kurt and Dickinson, Dave and Bueller, when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Lay it on us today. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do each and every week. Coming up next hour. Stay tuned for that. Hey, by the way, next week, we're headed for Iowa. That's right. Because the NDSU Bison are playing the Hawkeyes. Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, West Plains, Inc. Your Case IH dealer for those who demand more. Border Plains is in Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow. Northern Plains is in Mandan and Minot. West Plains in Beach, Bowman, Dickinson, and Hettinger. I bring you our special broadcast. So we'll be down there Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th. Looking forward to that. Also brought to you by Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction since 1903. Chuck's Sandjacking, providing the best, longest-lasting, and most cost-effective patented concrete repair available. And by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping you afford life. All right, back to the phones on What's On Your Mind. Let's go to Kurt and Dickinson. Tell me, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. See, originally, didn't they plan on building that pipeline north of Bismarck?
Supposedly, that was one route at one time. That was,
okay.
That was looked at. I mean,
so
when they cite a pipeline, I mean, there's a million different routes considered and different jukes and jives. So, you know.
Because I remember clearly, I believe it was a couple of weeks ago, I saw in the Bismarck Tribune that they thought about putting the pipeline north of Bismarck. Why didn't they put it there then?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But what's your point? Is it somehow that, Bismarck said don't put it there because you're somehow going to threaten our oil water supply, so they put it down there? Did you know, by the way, the intake currently used for water supply at Standing Rock is being moved, so the water supply actually is not being affected for Standing Rock south of the river. I mean,
okay,
these are to me boogeyman theories, Kurt. I mean, when you look at possible routes, you do all kinds of things, and millions of different factors roll into those. I mean, I think maybe what you're getting at is the idea that somehow Bismarck objected and Bismarck's water supply was more of a concern than Standing Rock, so therefore we're a victim again. And I just reject that idea. That's why it's happened.
Well, that's what I was getting to. You know, it was going to ruin Bismarck's, but the heck with the reservation people and the people that have been stomped on for how many years and thrown on a little island, say, here, this is where you're going to live. That's not right.
But you don't know that happened.
And I hope it doesn't go through.
Yeah, but Kurt, you don't know that that's why that happened. You're just, you know, give me your source of why you believe that the route was changed. What leads you to believe that's, well, give me a something I can go say, we want to jam it to Standing Rock because we care more about them than we do the residents of Bismarck. Can you find me that in a hearing somewhere, in a document somewhere? Where what's your basis for that opinion?
I saw it on the newspaper that they said they wanted to have it to north of Bismarck, but it got apparently voted down, but then it's moved down to Standing Rock. Okay, fine. That's a reservation. The heck with the Native Americans, like...
But that's your words. That's your words, Kurt. That's you saying the heck with the Native Americans. My point is, you can't just say that. That's pure conjecture.
Why did it have to be on reservations then? Why is there reservations?
Not.
Why can't
it's not on reservation.
Backyard?
It's not on. There's nothing of Dakota Access Pipeline is on Native American land.
Okay, whose land was it before it was the Corps of Engineers? What is it? The Native American land?
Oh, so now we're not gonna recognize whose land it is today. We're gonna go back a few generations and say under that theory, then you can't build anything anywhere, right?
Okay, all right, but then what happens? Like, what happened to Yellowstone River? Was it last spring? What if that happens here? Then what?
Well, by the way, was Yellowstone River the one where the EPA that did the damage? I think
they
the EPA
had the burst underneath there.
The EPA,
but what
got into
some trouble.
You know, spills do happen. They can happen. So you have to have mitigation for that. Now, in the case of this particular pipeline, it has some of the newest technology. Did you know it's double lined? So, for instance, the oil would go in the pipeline in the middle of the larger pipe. If there is a break in that, the oil then goes to a liquid that trips a sensor that shuts down the pipeline. Were you aware of that, Kurt?
Yes, but what if all this stuff doesn't work? But here's another thing.
Can we do these objections one at a time? Can we do them like one at a time? So in other words, there is a fail-safe there for it. If it's shut down. You can shut down sections of the pipeline. And then if you did have a leak from there, containing oil in water, especially in a river, is not impossible. It can be done. It happens. So you have you have the what ifs. Now, if your theory, Kurt, is that, well, it could break, so therefore we shouldn't use a pipeline to transport oil, do you drive a car, Kurt?
Yes, I do.
Have you flown somewhere ever?
Yes.
Okay. Well, your likelihood to be in an accident in either one of those is far greater than the pipeline causing a contamination of the Missouri River. So if we're going to take your logic of don't build a pipeline because it could happen, then you can't drive either. You can't fly.
So then why can't we keep running it on the rail cars then?
Well, a lot of people object to the rail cars because of the potential for damage there. Pipeline transport of energy products is the safest way to transport them, statistically.
Just saying it may happen, it may not, but if they do it by Standing Rock, and it should ever happen, not probably in our lifetime, what about everybody all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico that are going to have to deal with this problem?
But, Kurt, there's pipelines everywhere. There's millions of miles of pipeline across the United States, across many. This isn't some new thing. I mean, if you're legitimately concerned about the safety of a pipeline, this would be the least one that should keep you up at night because it has the latest and greatest in the way of technology.
Well, you want to know what's on our mind. That's what's on my mind.
Glad you called, Kurt. You're not alone, sadly. I think there's other people that feel that way. I think it helps to have a logical conversation about it. Dave and Beulah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, see, Scott, you know, you're talking about Art and Bo should stand up and take authority for the, you know, decisions that have been made. I sort of feel that that's the same way about our governor and the Corps of Engineers. Why are they not doing something about this? When are they going to do something when something happens?
I'm hearing that from a lot of people. I have in front of me here a letter from the business manager for the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 49, who said the unlawful activity is threatening worker safety. The letter, by the way, is to Governor Dalrymple. Members report protesters breaking through security lines, making threats, having rocks thrown at them, being chased out of their equipment and off the job site. This behavior by protesters is unacceptable. union workers are simply trying to do their jobs and do not deserve to be treated this way. The letter also signed by the Laborers International Union of North America, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and the United Association. So there are the leaders now of four labor unions sending a letter to Governor Dalrymple asking him to take action to enforce the law and protect the workers. So you're not alone in that viewpoint.
I'd encourage people to start calling the governor, and if everybody who agrees with this would call him, plus let one other person know to call him, I think we could bombard the system in order to let them know that this is a concern of the North Dakotans. And also, hopefully people through this ordeal will boycott that casino down there. I don't know, have you heard anything? Has it been affecting them very much?
My sources tell me there is a flat-out panic at the casino over the lack of revenue that has occurred as a result of this. But again, that's a self-inflicted wound. That's unfortunate. I want the casino to thrive. I think it's a great income resource for the tribe. I'm not a big gambler myself, but there are people that do it, and this is a free country, and it's provided a lot of opportunity that wouldn't otherwise have been there. But unfortunately, because again, they've decided to engage in unlawful activity, they're being economically harmed now. But that's their own fault.
That's the price they pay for it. And I wish hopefully people do use that as a leverage to speak our thoughts on it. Instead of us going and protesting illegally like they are, take other actions that are legal and put our money where our mouth is.
Dave, appreciate your call, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Jay in Tioga?
Yes, you made all the points I think need to be made. I guess what I find frustrating is that I think what makes it so emotional is it's staked as a pro-Native American, anti-Native American position. And I think the argument needs to be made. It is just as pro-Native American, pardon me, to advocate delivery of oil by way of pipeline. It's just as better environmentally friendly. And like you just pointed out, safer, less cause for accidents. And then show maps of all the pipelines that run under rivers and how safe it is. Yes, there are periodic pollution spills. I get that. There is no absolutely perfect delivery system. But unless a person is going to arrive at the protest on horseback, the fact is oil is necessary for things to function. And it's just as pro-environmental and just as pro-Native American to advocate the pipeline. And because the discussion is now staked as an anti-Native American, it raises the emotional impact, and it means you can't have a rational conversation. It's all based on emotion, and it's very frustrating.
It is, Jay. It really is. And, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have a conversation here? Look at the amount of time we've spent on this program.
Right.
Which I know frustrates some of our listeners, but I don't know of a bigger story in North Dakota right now. So I'm sorry. That's what we do here. We cover news and we allow people an opportunity to give their opinion on it, and we get you the facts about it with newsmakers, and we're going to continue to do that. But wouldn't it be great if we could take that same amount of time, Jay, and devote it to something that can make a difference and make life better for Native Americans in North Dakota, right? To really get to the root cause of so many, whether it be child abuse, whether it be, you name it, the medical conditions we hear often about with diabetes or drug and alcohol addiction, or just help give some hope to our Native American neighbors, brothers and sisters. Be a lot better use of time.
If I were in running that company, what I would do is I would buy dozens of donuts every morning, get big pots of coffee, and go out and greet the protesters and say, hey, we are on the same side here. We don't want to see the environment damaged. We want to serve. We want to see you as part of the solution. Let us, let's do this together. I do have to say, anytime you bring a dog into the picture, it doesn't matter if anybody gets bit by a dog, even by accident, it's a PR nightmare. So, that's probably not very helpful. Not that I think it's wrong, but you've got to pay attention to how does this play out in the press.
Yeah, and the security guards are the ones that ended up with being treated for injuries, and there's dogs at the vet because of injuries from the protesters. But the optics, I agree with you. I mean, I think that's another reason there's more of a forceful nature to protecting these folks that needs to happen. Melissa and Bismarck, Simon and Sisseton, Eddie and Bismarck, James and Fargo, when we come back.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind?
800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Look at the calendar and you know, we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You're literally going to have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing, too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710, for a free in-home estimate.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On Your Mind, brought to you by OurOldNumber.com. You've all experienced the freedom that mobile technology has provided, but your important home telephone number is still stuck at home. Now you can make your home telephone number as mobile as you are with OurOldNumber.com. Calls to your home phone number can reach you or your family members no matter where they are. Is that great or what? OurOldNumber.com. Check it out. OurOldNumber.com. Melissa in Bismarck here next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify for your previous caller who had questions on why Standing Rock was chosen over Bismarck. The reasons why the pipeline was put in that location is that the Public Service Commission has requirements on how far a home can be from a crude line. And around Bismarck, it didn't allow for the proper distance. And the topography of the land was cleared in these areas down by Standing Rock by archaeologists for cultural sites and approved by the North Dakota State Historical Society. So they went through all the proper channels to be able to use that land. And there was a reason why they chose that land.
Very good points. Melissa, appreciate the call. Thank you. And again, that's, you know, somebody reading in a news article, I read the same article, that the site north of Bismarck was once considered, doesn't mean there was some nefarious reason that it wasn't ultimately chosen, and you pointed that out. They've used parts of this route are on an energy corridor where other gas pipeline, other energy projects have gone, so all that work can be done to say, you know, what's sensitive, what do we know? I think Brian Kalk told us on Energy Matters, number was over 500 different sensitive areas that were identified that, you know, the company's aware of, that they maneuver around as they site the pipeline. So the idea that somehow somebody at the 11th hour goes, wait a minute, there's a gravesite here. Oh, stop, you can't, you know, I mean, hundreds of days into the process, this is not credible in any way, shape, or form. And a good point on the previous process and on why the other route wasn't chosen for the previous caller. Melissa, thank you. Smart audience. We love them. Andy in, let's see, Simon's next, then Andy. Simon and Sisseton, what's on your mind?
Hello, I want to talk about what the previous caller just talked about, because there's a gentleman named Tim Mintz that did a survey for archaeological historical sites, and he found a bunch in that area. And so the Army Corps of Engineers did not meet with the Standing Rock tribe and clear that area.
Well, actually, there were several suggested meetings that the company asked for. I think the number's 8 with the Standing Rock tribe.
Actually, what I said, the Army Corps of Engineers is obligated to meet with the Standing Rock tribe, not the oil company. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe and the U.S. Army of Corps of Engineers did not meet and review those sites.
Yeah, I was talking about 7 meetings that were proposed, actually, by the company with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. None of those meetings were accepted, which is odd. The 3 hearings they
also
actually,
the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is an independent government. They don't have to meet with some oil company or other business company if they don't want to.
Well, then you can't complain when something is cited, though, Simon, right? I mean, you can. What you're saying is accurate. If you
say obligations and everything to meet with them.
I get it. But my point is, if you're...
No, you don't, because you keep reporting that false message.
There's no false message. What I'm telling you happened. But your point is, well, the reason they didn't meet with them is because they're a thought...
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did not meet with Standing Rock like they are obligated to do, but you did not report that because it doesn't fit your profile.
Well, sir, I hate to disappoint you, but that's not only been reported, it's a subject of a court hearing right now. So that has been, in fact, reported. But your fault defense of this is that Standing Rock is a sovereign nation. They don't need to meet with anybody. And if you take that tact, you then lose your ability to complain about a route that was taken through a normal process. That's all I'm trying to say. Andy and Mott, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. You know, I love the show. I've called in a couple times. I was actually going to go down to the protest site today because I did hear Clyde Lewis, and I think you talked about it on Tuesday. And then I heard your show on Tuesday and took a different tact on it and thought, well, you know, Scott's well-informed. You know, he's up to date on a lot of stuff. But, you know, one thing keeps ricocheting through my mind is... You know, and today on Drudge, they're talking about Iranian ships that are harassing the U.S. In the Gulf. And it almost seemed like there was a comparison between the two. Now, Black Lives Matter is a human rights or a demographical right, you know, that people are complaining about. Standing Rock seems to be just a little bit different and almost to the point where, you know, Iran has a right to protect itself. And we're complaining about the fact that they're harassing the U.S. ships. And yet, in the same time, we're complaining about the protest in Standing Rock.
Interesting analogy, Aaron. You've spent some time on that. Thank you for the call. We have others waiting to weigh in. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here to talk about this or anything else you'd like to chat about. Stay tuned. We'll do that after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phones. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland auctions in the following counties: Benson, Lemoore, Mercer, Kidder, Botno, Morton, Dunn, Grant, Golden Valley, and Adams, and an exceptional line of construction and farm equipment at Pfeiffer's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.